Rick, good morning. Great to see you.
Chris, thank you very much. Good to be here.
Let's start with just kind of an overview of a tariff. We've talked a lot about tariffs, but for our listeners who still can't figure out what in the world a tariff is, what is it?
Great point, because it's basically a tax. And one of the things that's probably misunderstood, the tax isn't paid by our competing neighbor. Mm-hmm. The tax is paid on this end. When the goods come into the United States, the importer pays the tax. The tax goes to the government. U.S. Treasury gets the government. So in one sense, it's a fundraiser, but that's usually not the main reason for it. But you know, it's used in different ways. It can be used to redirect commerce such that a tariff might help improve the business of a U.S. company, mm-hmm. By making incoming goods more expensive. It could be a negotiating tactic such as threatening Mexico and then they become more active on the border. As a result, but mostly I think what President Trump has in mind is leveling the playing field, negotiating. Mm-hmm. And, of course, his negotiating style is pretty wild, but that's what we're dealing with right now.
Kind of broadly, Rick, a lot of concern from people about their investments, about their long-term future, maybe their retirements or tied up in stocks. What do you say to people listening this morning that are concerned?
Yeah, great question. You know, we've been here a number of times, certainly in my career in the industry, but We always talk about you're a long-term investor. At least that's what we're promoting, long-term investment. This is a short-term, we believe, another short-term problem. The main thing you can do is have a strategy, have a discipline. Keep your eyes on the long-term. Take advantage. Maybe you can take some advantage, such as you can build up losses. I mean, losses can be valuable. We're not suggesting people sell out. That's the worst part about selling out is no one ever knows when to get back in the market. I mean, so we always say we cannot outguess markets. So I would just say stick to your long-term plan. This is going to pass. Markets always have reached a new high, and we think that's where we're headed again. But, you know, who can say when? And I mentioned to you earlier, one of the things that just makes this problem so much more stressful is computers drive about 2/3 of the trading. Mm. I mean, this is automatic stuff. So it's not an employee writing down a trade order and sending it to Wall Street. This is a computer automatically doing trading. But you know, you've got Trump, the great disruptor, and you just can't fall victim to the great disruptor right now because we don't know. You know, he always has an end game, we hope. And we want to wait on that and don't overreact. I mean, it's hard not to, but don't overreact.
I'm curious how many calls you've gotten from some of your clients over the last couple of weeks. I imagine a lot of people are feeling a little bit of unease right now.
That's right. We're a little bit unique in that we are not daytime traders. Mm-hmm. We're strictly long-term investors. We've pretty much trained our clients over the years. They've seen so many of these things. Some of them go back to 08. Some of them go back to the dot-com bubble in 01. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had 20% downturns like it. People forget. 2011, a 20% downturn. 2018, a 20% downturn right up till Christmas Eve. People forget these things. Most of these things turn out being somewhat forgettable. So we haven't had a lot of calls just because we talk about this stuff all the time, about a discipline and letting our clients understand why we're doing what we're doing.
It's probably a tough time for someone who might be younger, in their 30s or 40s, thinking about getting into the market. What do you say to people who are just now thinking about investing?
I would say, what better time than now? I mean, a disrupted market temporarily, we think. What if the worst case happened? What if there was a recession? I mean, we recover from those. But right now, markets, the prices are good. I mean, if you're looking to be an investor now. Can we predict the future for sure on that? No, but that's certainly our belief. You just have to be, like Warren Buffett says, you know, be greedy when others are fearful. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to that.
You mentioned the computers a few minutes ago. We were talking off the air just about how people are trying to make these computers even quicker just to get a little bit ahead of their competition.
Well, if you believe these, you know, TV shows, which are pretty fascinating, there has been a move way back to make computers just a fraction of a second faster than the next computer so they can get trades in earlier. It's one of those things I mentioned to you, that wouldn't it be nice if we just still had the human beings doing the decision making? But things would be a lot tamer, but we don't have that, you know. So on we go.
What's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning, Rick?
I would just say try not to be led by fear and this disruptive force of President Trump. That's his style. It's always been his style. He always just kicks up all the papers in there, and they're floating down. And then I just picture the papers floating down, and then people actually start talking. And if you believe what you hear on the news, there's some countries already coming to the table. But my main thing is have a strategy, have a clear strategy, a discipline you can follow, a discipline that hopefully minimizes fear, and just realize nobody can outguess the future. You're in it for the long term. This is short term.
Where can our listeners go to find you guys at Glenwood Financial Partners?
Well, our website is glenwoodfp.com, and our phone number, my direct line, is 919-801-6161. But our website is glenwoodfp.com. That has contact information and podcasts and all types of things.
As I let you go, unrelated, we were talking golf in the break. You got a pick to win the Masters this week?
You know, I was listening to the guys last night. I kind of think Scheffler's going to sneak in. He's been close.
Yeah.
And they just say it's ideal for him. Now, I'm listening to the analysts. That he's got every shot in the bag, the fade, the draw, the low draw, the high draw, all that stuff. So I'm just going with him. But I really hope Rory McIlroy wins. He deserves it.
He does. Okay. I would be okay if Justin Thomas won, too.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Rick, great to see you.
Great to see you, Chris. Thank you.